Just prior to 9:30, Lauren Mott walked along Short Street. She says the murders of 26 people, many children in a Newtown elementary school, have been a topic of conversation for her and her friends.
Yes, a lot of my friends have talked about it. Unfortunately, it has been more about the political side of things and gun control and that sort of thing, but definitely talking about it, yes.
Outside the Lexington Children's Theater, Kenneth Foster helped move props from a truck. Foster says, in his words, people should just be more aware of how they affect those around them.
Being aware of that and trying, even if you can't make a difference, if you try, maybe you can. And just one person reaching out to someone could prevent something like this, because they know that they're not alone.
Just as Foster spoke about the families of victims, the bell atop St. Paul Roman Catholic Church began to ring.
I can't even put into words how their families must be feeling, and about all of the lost potential is the best way I could explain that. And that's pretty much all I got, really.
Yeah, I think that's the bell.
Yes. And there are the bells.
Just seconds after the bell tolled a 27th time, Tim Reed stepped out of his car onto Short Street.
We observed a moment of silence with another radio station in the car, and we were just praying for their families and just for, you know, God's comfort, for His Holy Spirit to be with them and just bring them comfort, because I just can't imagine. I have a 6-year-old son, and it just breaks my heart just to even think about it.
For WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.